Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. Today is Monday, May 1st, or May Day. There are special traditions of May Day dating back to ancient times and the arrival of spring, which continue now in various forms. Back in the 1800s, folks would make paper baskets of treats and candies and then secretly hang them on the door of the person they fancied and run away. In American classrooms, schools picked up the medieval tradition of teaching children to dance around a maypole, which was a frequent tradition well into the 1950s and still observed at my old neighborhood school in Brooklyn called Packer Collegiate Institute. If you haven't observed this intricate choreography, each child holds the end of a colored streamer and dances in a circle, unraveling the twisted ribbons until each color flies full and free. In my own childhood, I remember gathering bouquets of flowers and placing them on the door of shut-ins in our church congregation as a sign that they were not forgotten. Each of these rituals welcomed the arrival of spring, which can catch us by surprise no matter what our age. A poet once wrote, "It is spring again. The earth is like a child that knows poems by heart." While we recognized National Poetry Month in April, there are many reasons to continue celebrating poetry now in May. So I'd like to end my message today with a little bouquet on the door to this new month. Here are the famous words of E.E. Cummings that capture the beauty of May Day. "I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes." I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.